Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
It's good, everybody. It's Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app. Sirius XM Channel 8 as well as Tune In, presented by Progressive Insurance with J. Will and Keyshawn Johnson, Freddie Coleman in for Max Kellerman. And we always talk about guys that guys hear all and see all, especially more than ever before in modern-day athletics.
Yes, that is correct. I have heard everything and I've seen everything.
Yes, you have. And I'm sure J. Will's right on that same line. The line is long.
I remember when Freddie Coleman used to rip me.
When?
Never liked that guy, Freddie.
When?
Never hot really sauce, Freddie. Fan when? Of hot sauce.
Hot sauce, Freddie.
Key, when did I rip you? I want to know. We're on this now. When did I rip you?
I'm trying to think the year.
Just pick a damn year, Key. Make up something. Come on.
Yeah, in 2016,
there
you
it
ripped
is.
Me.
Yeah.
You ripped me for throwing my helmet in 96.
I'll never forget about that guy. 2005, Portland, Maine. Just going off. Who the hell is this guy, Hot Sauce Freddy from Portland? They don't even got hot sauce in Portland.
Wait a minute. If I did rip you guys, it was plenty out of love more than anything else. If I ever did anything.
He ripped me he ripped me. For 1996, he'd never seen me play, doesn't know anything about me, never had one conversation, but he astutely described me as an outrageous, lazy, entitled athlete from the West Coast.
Jay, to this point, I'll say this. I'll never forget when Keyshawn, when you had your touchdown, and I'm working in Poughkeepsie, New York for a classic rock station, they were crushing Keyshawn on radio, scoring a touchdown and throwing his helmet. And I said, wait a minute. Were you guys at when Wayne Corbett did that a couple of years ago and you guys weren't crushing him? And nobody said a word. Nobody opened their mouth. I said, you can say whatever you want. I said, but he celebrated the same way scoring his first NFL touchdown. But Wayne Corbett did that in the game, which they were down by 20 points and not a peep out of you guys. Not one
word. You know what that
I know just, what it was.
It's one of those situations mm-hmm. where you don't get the benefit of the doubt.
Right.
Hey, mm-hmm. it didn't stop me from enjoying playing Jay. And
yes, exactly.
It's so funny. You know, my kids are old enough now, Jay, and you'll experience this mm-hmm. In about 3 years. Maybe four.
Okay.
Because your oldest is, what, four now?
Yeah, about to turn four.
Right.
Yeah, so that'll be eight. Yeah, you'll experience it about 8 years. So my kids are so funny. The young ones, because obviously they didn't see me play or anything like that. And they go on social media. They go on YouTube and all that sort of stuff. And so they'll pull up videos of me mm-hmm. in YouTube.
Right.
My name, whatever, such and such. And they'll come to me like the other day. They came to me with this guy made this YouTube video. And the video is describing my relationship with Warren Sapp and how I got to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And the guy is narrating it and breaking it all the way down. And my son goes, is that true, Dad? I said, no, that's not true. First of all, look at the guy who's doing the video. He's like 19 years old.
Mm-hmm.
He never seen me play a day in his life. He's never interviewed me. And it was talking about how he talked about how I went to Warren Sapp in Hawaii and asked Warren Sapp, could I come be a Tampa Bay Buck? I was like, huh? Like, where? And he was narrating the whole, I was like, where in the hell did you get that lie from? But it was just so, so funny how everybody is making these videos trying to describe an athlete's career about who they are, what they do, or what their legacy is and how they played.
Mm-hmm.
And I see what Kevin Durant goes through,
oh, boy.
Jay, and why he responds at things the way he does.
Well, even off that rip, Key, like LeBron James goes through it every
oh my God.
Day.
Yeah.
Every single day. Like, and people talk about KD in that level, but everything LeBron James does, even, and look, I'm not going to say a lot of it isn't stuff that he's standing up for, even if, you know, his last comment off the shop, right, about bring Brittany Griner back home, then that takes on a theme of its own and becomes news everywhere. And so you always have, you get to a certain point in your life where you're like, look, I'm damned if I do, I'm damned if I don't.
Mm-hmm.
I might as well stand up for things that I believe in. And as I continue to learn and be better, I'll just own that. But yeah. You got to live your life. You have to.
You do. But the frustrating part about it, when you are living your life and people can become reckless with their comments or things that they say, it is just, it's mind-boggling, right? It's just, you become open season. Again, a kid is 19 years old or whatever he was. He's never seen me play, never. But you just start saying stuff and putting it in the universe to get clicks.
Mm-hmm.
LeBron James, Kevin Durant, Kyrie Irving, any of these guys that's out there, their name is used for clout, and it's it becomes ridiculous. It does become ridiculous.
Well, that's the thing, though, Freddie. That's the biggest challenge.
Sure.
You know, as Key alluded to about YouTube videos, and we joke around about it on our show. You know, Max Kellerman always says, what we tell people is their reality, right?
Right.
So if you tell people something over and over and over again, there's a natural tendency for people to believe it. So if people are just reading things that are headline driven, you know, you end up, and I've seen people go through this. I even do it sometimes where you defend yourself. You're like, hold on, man, just because the article has that headline doesn't mean that's what I said.
Right.
Or just because you see me at a bar while I'm on TV and the topic bar says something polarizing, I may be saying something completely else, something else. But since you have me talking over the topic bar, then it gives off the illusion that that's what I'm saying when that's not the case at all.
Right. And how many times have we seen athletes respond to that because plenty of people, not just athletes, but plenty of people won't take the full context because they see that what we like to call headline porn when I do Freddie Fitzsimmons and Ian Fitzsimmons. They see that and they get all gaga about it. Oh, he said this, he said this, he said this. And then people react to it. That's why people say when Draymond Green said the new media, that's what he was alluding to, because no one reads newspapers anymore. Nobody really reads articles anymore.
Well, but a simple headline.
Well, I'm not talking about me. I read newspapers.
I read newspapers.
Yeah, but you and I, more than ever before, Key, you and I are outliers compared to people now. We really, really are. And that's what Draymond tried to say, new media, because people will get that click, take that, and run with it instead of trying to find the whole context of everything.
Well, because they don't do their research and their homework.
Absolutely.
There's not enough time the day for them to do it, Key.
Or they don't make time enough.
It is enough time, Jay. It is enough time. But when you become lazy and you just trying to put something together to become famous, this is what you get.
Yeah, but
people doing those sort of things.
I'm talking more about the consumer, though. Like, you know, for people that are, and I hear what we're saying. We're asking people to do more research. But, I mean, people are working from 6 a.m. until 7 o'clock at night. When you're tired, you're scrolling through your phone. You see something, maybe you engage. But that's
fair.
You know,
That is fair.
It almost realized, like, where's the culpability from the media's perspective? Like, that's more the conversation.
Yeah.
Like, you know, you get, there's all these different media frames out there where a lot of media is salacious and it's rumor driven, and it's not stated that way. It's stated as fact. And that's the problem. Instead of prefacing something, saying like, oh, well, this is a rumor, or I feel this way. I'm not saying this is the fact, but I feel this way. You know, people speak in very demonstrative, absolute terms, and that's the problem.
More than ever before, if it bleeds, it leads. And a lot of people don't mind that blood being all over them. Keyshawn, J. Will and Max on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, and Sirius XM Channel 80. Hit us up anytime you want at 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. And who knew that Kyrie Irving paid attention to Nick Friedel, ESPN NBA reporter? When we had Nick Friedel on the show yesterday, he says he could see this with the Brooklyn Nets when it comes to KD and Kyrie Irving.
I can see Kevin coming back, going through training camp, starting the season. I cannot see Kyrie doing the same, and I can't see the Nets wanting that to happen. I think that relationship has run its course. So that's the part. Everybody keeps saying Kevin would have to go first, then Kyrie. I agree with that to this point, though. At some point, not bringing Kyrie back is probably better for all involved when the season gets up and running. And in that case, maybe you would have to move him if you haven't gotten this KD deal finished yet.
Minutes later, seemingly, the New York Post had a report that a source, Jay, close to the team, meaning the Brooklyn Nets, confirmed that not only has the Brooklyn Nets been in contact with Kevin Durant since he demanded that trade, but another source told them that Kyrie Irving has not only not asked for a trade, but he has every intention of playing for the Brooklyn Nets with or without Kevin Durant.
Look, I mean, like I said, man, this is going to be fluid over the next several months. And you know what, Kier, I was thinking about, because I've heard you say this multiple times. How are the COVID rules out in California where you're at? Are they still kind of extreme?
Extreme to what measure?
Well, compared to other places in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
No, I don't think so.
They've become way more laxed?
Yeah, they're lax, although they are revisiting.
Yeah, like everybody
indoor,
else is.
Indoor mask. So they're revisiting that again.
Mm-hmm.
So I know it's kind of the same here on the East Coast in New York in particular. But, you know, one of the things I thought about randomly last night, for all the stuff happening around the vaccine and not being vaccinated and mask indoors and how that affects, you know, Kyrie Irving, you're telling me that the issues that they had here in New York, that all of a sudden there aren't going to be those type of arising issues in California? For Kyrie Irving? So how do you weigh that into your factor if you're Rob Pelinka or if you're Jenny Buss? You know, I know everybody's out there saying, well, the Lakers are trying to get this deal done. But, like, are they thinking about that, Freddie? Like, that's a legit question. Like, a lot of people, mm-hmm. you know, went at Kyrie.
Sure.
Not me. For yeah. just getting
not
vaccinated.
Me.
Yeah. Because whatever he can do whatever he wants to do. And mm-hmm. other players in the league weren't vaccinated, were able to play.
Yeah.
But if that was a major issue here in New York for people,
mm-hmm.
then those same people can't just say, well, L.A. would be the great fit for him because they have LeBron James. You still have the same pending issue.
Man, it just depends, Jay, to be honest with you. And I know we got Gerard Cherry going to join us here in a little bit of ESPN 850 Cleveland. It's weird because in L.A., like if you go to Orange County, they don't even – this. They only COVID didn't exist. It doesn't even. It never existed. Mm-hmm. So it's a little bit different in different places in Southern California. Mm.
Whatever's going to be the case with that, Jay and Key, you're right. It depends on what you want and who you want. If you believe you can have a guy there, especially in a pandemic where they're still living in, that town's going to supersede a lot of things. And Kyrie Irving was betting on that. He may have that gamble pay off for him, no matter where he winds up, whether in Brooklyn or in Los Angeles. Keyshawn, J. Will and Max on ESPN Radio, presented by Progressive Insurance. Progressive is proud to team up with Hello Alice to support small businesses. Get access to small business resources and learn about small business grants at HelloAlice.com.
This is ESPN Radio's NFL Two-A-Days, the Cleveland Browns.
Deshaun Watson, after sitting out an entire year, demanding a trade, potentially being suspended for 6 games, none of it really matters because ultimately the Browns feel that this is the guy that can get them deeper into the playoffs.
Show this community, show this city, show this organization, show this locker room who the person I really am and get my story out eventually.
Carolina remained as really the best and lone hope for Baker Mayfield, where he would wind up, where he would be traded.
Uchi Wally.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Alan Yates on the unos and doses doing his thing. Great way to bring in Gerard Cherry, former NFL player, former foe of Keyshawn Johnson in the Pac-12, now part of ESPN 850 in Cleveland, joining us here at Keyshawn, J. Will and Max on ESPN Radio. Gerard, they don't have Baker Mayfield anymore, but as of right now, they don't have Deshaun Watson in terms of what the amount of games he's going to play this season for the Cleveland Browns. How much does that unknown make it difficult to know exactly what the Cleveland Browns could look like in 2022, my friend?
It's definitely challenging. But at the same time, Jacoby Brissett is a quality backup. And I go back to last season. They say you shouldn't look at last year. But if you look at the Cleveland Browns from last year, what did you see? You saw a football team that they had just average, and I emphasize average, quarterback play. They were in the playoffs. So I say to myself, Jacoby can give you that. And when you look at the matchups with him, there's probably, what, 7 quarterbacks, which you would say are definitely better quarterbacks than him when you look at the Cleveland Browns schedule. So, yes, we want Deshaun Watson in the center because he is, what, one of the best quarterbacks in the National Football League. But if we don't get him right away, and if Sue L. Robinson decides to suspend him for a lengthy amount of time, I'm confident Jacoby could get the job done and hold it down for a while.
You know, isn't it interesting, fellas, to hear a guy named Gerard Cherry talk about the ability of Jacoby Brissett, a former NFL Super Bowl winning player, talking about the ability of Brissett and how he could hold things together. That it's just it's so amazing to me because guys that played in the league, they see it, they understand it, they get it. People that didn't play in the league, they think it's a complete disaster. What is the real expectations with or without Deshaun Watson in the lineup that the Cleveland Browns should have?
Well, with him out, with him not being in the lineup, key is really simple. Be a 500 football team until he gets back. That's the expectation. With him there, it's Super Bowl or bust. As much money as the Cleveland Browns gave Deshaun Watson, the thoughts around here and all the turmoil the fan bases went through, which is kind of funny to say that, but we have. The thought is, we're Super Bowl or bust from here on out with him under center. That's the thought process, and that's the pressure where it lays. But I think he can handle that, and I think they're building a good enough team to provide him the ability to get to that place. But obviously, he has to be on the football field.
So what's the ultimate, like, what's the sentiment around the team as it relates to him, Deshaun Watson, as a player and as a person?
Well, right now, guys are like us, just waiting to see because, okay, who's going to take the reps with the ones in training camp? Because if it's a 2 or 3 game suspension, I have to imagine there's going to be more of Deshaun Watson as opposed to Brissett. Now, if it's a lengthy, say, 6 or 8 games, then obviously you're going to prepare Brissett to be the starter, and Deshaun will have to every now and then be sprinkled in to get some reps with the ones. And that's really what you're waiting on, just to see who's going to take the starting reps with the first team during training camp, and then who's going to actually play the most during preseason. That's really what's at stake right now, because once that's decided, then once Sue gives her opinion on the matter, then they can move forward.
Hit him on Twitter, JRCherry3. He is Gerard Cherry from ESPN 850 in Cleveland, joining us on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max on ESPN Radio. Baker Mayfield, now the Carolina Panthers, said that he had no animosity towards the Cleveland Browns. Judging by your laugh, you're not buying that, number one. So, number two, how do you really feel about how that divorce went down involving these two?
Well, it was an ugly divorce, and no one wants to be the one told you're not good enough for me anymore. That's always going to hurt your feelings. And on top of that, he can speak to this, I can speak to this. Whenever you face your team, even if it was on friendly terms, you want to show them things that they lost something, and you want to represent, and you have this sense about you that you want to prove something. Now, Baker's in a real adverse spot because as a quarterback, you can't go out there with that energy and be over the top with your emotion and ultra physical. You have to be cerebral. You have to go out there and be pinpoint with your accuracy. So, and Baker, on top of that, Baker is that fiery type. So I think if anything, it's going to hurt him, the emotion he's going to feel going into that game. Because I'm telling you, I've done it before against the Saints. I've done it against the Eagles, former teams. And I was through the roof with my emotion, and it helped me play at a higher level. But I don't think you could do that with quarterback play, and that you have to be calm, cool, and collected, and not ultra-physical and expressive.
Gerard Cherry, ESPN 850 Cleveland, joining us this morning on Keyshawn. J. Will and Max and Freddie Hot Sauce Coleman filling in for Max Kellerman.
Gerard, what do you think about that name, Freddie Hot Sauce Coleman? You like it?
I'm feeling that, man.
Yeah.
I'm feeling it.
Yeah.
This is going to be like my new middle name.
Gary.
This is going to be part of my government name now, Gerard, thanks to these two.
Hey, J. Cherry. So tell me this without giving me any names. Just give me the real it, because I know if it's coming out your mouth, it's real and you ain't making it up or nothing like that. So when you having sidebar conversations with individuals that's inside that locker room, how do they feel the fact that Baker Mayfield is actually out of the building now? Like, he's gone. They don't have to deal with it no more.
Good question.
Without saying no names.
Yeah, without saying any names. I don't want you to do that.
Yeah, no, I won't do it. I won't throw anybody on the bus. It's really straightforward. And matter of fact, just check your Twitter mentions in regards to Baker Mayfield. And unfortunately, I kind of feel sad for Baker, because you got a situation where I did not see many guys, if any, reaching out saying, congratulations, Baker, on the move. Mm-hmm. Odell Beckham Jr. left in the middle of the season to another team while they were still in the playoff run, and you had dudes on the Browns wishing him well. Odell Beckham Jr. wins a Super Bowl. You have guys wishing him well. Baker Mayfield gets traded in a situation which he didn't ask for the trade, like Odell Beckham Jr., and you still have silence. So right there, knowing what I do know and what I've heard in the streets and also from friends of the club owners, dudes are happy about it, but they're not saying it publicly, but they are straight up happy because now they feel that they're in a situation where they can get the job done and they're not going to be held back by poor quarterback play.
How do you see things playing out in the NFC North? Because we all agree, Key, Jay, and I, that the Browns, with or without Deshaun Watson, have the most talent in this division. So how do you see things playing out in the AFC North this year, Gerard?
Yeah, I see them playing out where it's going to be very competitive division once again. And though I can't stand the Pittsburgh Steelers change of the name of their stadium, ooh, I think we're not going to – you don't want to sleep on them, because I was thinking about this. I was like, okay, it's Steelers. Ben Roethlisberger's gone. Mitch Trubisky's there. Is this going to be the Bubby Brister, Mark Malone Steelers? And then I thought about it. It could be that, but something tells me they're going to be competitive because I just think Mike Tomlin is that great of a coach. And then when you look at the Ravens, now that's the problem in my mind, because if Lamar Jackson doesn't work out these financial issues with the ownership, he's going to be an unhappy player. And we already know what they were like without his services under center. And then you go down to Cincinnati. Man, well, they have the Super Bowl malaise. I'm hoping as a Browns supporter, but Joe Burrow, in my opinion, is the truth. And then when you circle back to the Browns, looks great on paper, but obviously it has to show up on the football field.
What happens if the Browns don't fare well this year and without Deshaun Watson in the lineup? Is that going to fall on Kevin Stefanski, or is this a pass year because you don't have Deshaun?
Oh, gosh, I hate giving past years, but I get the sense that people will be like, hey, Jacoby Brissett was not brought in to be the starter. He was brought in to be a guy to be a serviceable backup. So what are our expectations here? And I think people here, a very smart fan base when it comes to football and understanding the game, would be upset, but understand that, hey, you didn't have your best player out there, and you'd be wishing and waiting for the following season. But something tells me that Sue L, as we're calling her in Cleveland, is not going to be too draconian with her decision, and that maybe it'll be 4 to 6 games, and I think with 4 to 6 games in a 17-game season that you can survive that.
Great follow on Twitter at JRCherry3. If you're in Cleveland, check him out, part of ESPN 850 in Cleveland. He is Gerard Cherry, always bringing the knowledge, always bringing the fun, and always bringing the great perspective, doing that here on Keyshawn,
Jay Will, and Max. I still can't believe he lives in Cleveland, though.
Why?
Why you ain't no Cleveland, dog?
It's not Cleveland.
Because you're a California kid. I can't wrap my what is it, your arms around it? Yeah, I can't wrap my arms around it.
I think he's wrapping your head around it.
He's saying that because you went to Cal, he went to USC, so he doesn't want to wrap his head around anything.
Believe me, we got a funny history, dog, between he and I. It's hilarious. One day we'll talk about it.
I want to read that book, because so that'll be a very interesting book involving you two. Always appreciate you, brother. Take care, Gerard. Thanks a lot.
All right, take care, guys.
All right, Jay.
You hit us up anytime you want at 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Keyshawn, Jay, Will, and Max, presented by Progressive Insurance. And how long for Deshaun Watson in Cleveland when it comes to 2022? Keep it here on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
It is Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, as well as SiriusXM and Channel 80 and Tune In with Keyshawn Johnson. I'm Freddie Coleman. J. Will right now doing a little get up, so they switch a little spots. He goes to do get up. Chris Canty from Canty and Carlin, Monday through Friday on ESPN Radio from 3 p.m. to 7 p.m. Eastern Time. He joins us. By the way, he has a great follow on Twitter. Hit him up anytime you want at Canty99. Chris, I'm going to start with not the next, when it comes to Baker Mayfield or the Cleveland Browns, but now the guy that's in Cleveland when it comes to Deshaun Watson. How long do you think he's going to be suspended? What is your gut telling you about Deshaun Watson in 2022?
Well, based on the reports that we're hearing coming out of the hearings, Freddie, I'm not sure that Deshaun Watson is going to face any discipline from Sue Robinson. We'll see what ends up happening, but I would say that the suspension that Deshaun Watson is going to face is not going to be of the indefinite variety where he's off the field for an entire season, like we heard the NFL league office is pushing for. So I don't necessarily know that this is going to be a situation that we don't see Deshaun playing football sooner rather than later in 2022.
So if he's not going to be there, let's assume he's not going to be there for the first game of the year when Cleveland takes on the Carolina Panthers and Baker Mayfield essentially is pushing Sam Darnold to become the starting quarterback. I don't know that that'll happen. What are your thoughts on Baker's comments about him having the Browns game circled on the schedule to begin with?
Well, yeah, there's going to be a little extra juice because certainly Baker feels like he was wronged in Cleveland. What that could be, I don't know, because the organization backed him at every single turn until it became clear that there was a rift between Baker and some of the guys in the locker room after the OBJ fiasco. So I don't understand exactly what the animosity is that Baker has toward the organization, but this has been a guy that's always found a way to keep that chip on his shoulder, and that will certainly be on display in week one.
How much do you believe that Baker Mayfield will be the starter week one in Carolina?
I think he'll be the starter. He's the guy. I mean, Carolina has been involved in this from the very beginning, ever since the Browns traded for Deshaun Watson. So, yeah, I think Baker will be the starter. He's proven more in the National Football League than Sam Darnold has. Now, granted, Baker has had a better supporting cast for the majority of his career comparison to Sam Darnold, but Baker Mayfield has played in the playoff game. He's won a playoff game on the road. He set the rookie passing touchdown record in 2018. So I look at the body of work, and I say this is a more accomplished quarterback, a more competent quarterback, and he's shown the ability to be able to put together drives and move an offense up and down the field more consistently than Sam Darnold. So, yeah, I think Baker will be the guy.
Yeah, and I think when you look at it and you talk about the numbers and playoff appearances and on-the-road winnings and touchdown records as a rookie, he's always had a better supporting cast at every stop, even this past year with the Carolina Panthers than Sam Darnold's ever had in his NFL career.
Look at Key defending the SC guy. Big surprise
no,
there.
No, it's not.
Big surprise there.
No, not at all. It has nothing to do with USC. It has something to do with more of bringing in a guy to get a free look at $4 million. I think a lot of people assume that because Baker Mayfield has had minor success, but more than Sam in the NFL, that he becomes the automatic starter. I don't think that that's the case. I think it's going to be a competition. And I think Sam, who has a better grasp of the offense thus far, and if they can all stay healthy, will get the benefit of the doubt and be able to hold Baker Mayfield off. You're getting a free look at $4 million. And you're getting a quality backup if that becomes the case. That's my only thing. I'm not a Sam Darnold SC guy. I'm just looking at it for what it is.
Well, Ken, you mentioned a big if they can stay healthy. And I don't know that we can assign that to Christian McCaffrey because he hadn't played a whole lot of football the last couple of years. And we know he's a big piece of what Matt Rhule wants to do down there in Carolina. But to me, adding Baker Mayfield just reflects the urgency that the coaching staff has in Carolina because Matt Rhule got a huge contract to come over from Baylor. And the Carolina Panthers have yet to realize the return on that investment. So I could see a scenario where if Matt Rhule doesn't take a huge step in terms of the overall development of his program and have something tangible to show for it in the way of wins and losses, that he could be on the outs in Carolina. So I think this is about him having as many options in that quarterback room as he possibly can have, just in case things go left with the guy that wins the starting job out of training camp.
And this is Matt Rhule's on, what, his third offensive coordinator, Joe Brady?
Yeah.
Somebody.
He running out of people to blame, Key. He running out of people to blame.
What was it, though? It was Joe Brady, somebody after Joe Brady, now Ben McAdoo?
He running out of people to blame, Key. That's all I'm saying, because Matt Rhule's, you know, identity as a coach is on the offensive side of the ball.
Right.
That's what he's been touted for. So if he can't develop a quarterback, if he can't show that he can get the best out of Sam Darnold, Baker Mayfield, or Matt Corral, then that's going to be a problem for David Tepper.
Yeah, he better hope that Ben McAdoo is not Ben McAdon't, because we saw that with the New York Giants when he was in charge of that team.
As long as he's not the head coach, he's all right. As long as he's not giving Frazier the Lion stories in front of the whole team, Ben McAdoo is going to be fine.
Hit him on Twitter at ChrisCanty99.
It's not going to be slickback Ben McAdoo. It's going to be regular hair Ben McAdoo.
But I've seen too much Ben McAdon instead of Ben McAdoo. Chris Canty with Canty and Carlin, Tony Freddie, Coleman and Keyshawn Johnson, and Keyshawn, J. Will and Max on ESPN Radio. Rob Gronkowski backing me up when I said he ain't coming back. He said yes at Boston. No way he comes out of retirement. But what if Tom Brady calls him late in the season and said, Gronk, I need you. I need you. What is the likelihood, Chris, that he may decide to give it a go once again?
Freddie, I think you're outlining the most realistic scenario when it comes to Gronk playing football in 2022. And as far as the retirement goes, I'll believe it when I see it, or for that matter, don't see it. We got to get through the entire regular season before I'm going to believe that Gronk ain't coming back. And it's because this time of year, players that have played double-digit seasons in the NFL, they always thinking about retirement before training camp. Nobody wants to put their body through what they have to go through in order to get ready for the regular season. But once real football comes around, that competitive drive kicks in. And because the Bucs have a bye week in week 11 right around Thanksgiving, that's the perfect time to get Gronk reacclimated to the team. Bring him in. You're asking him to play in four or five regular season games and then gear up for a postseason run. I could absolutely see that being the case this upcoming season, especially with it likely being Tom Brady's last ride.
I still wait and see. I still think he's done because of the body, but you know what? You may be right. You may be wrong. We'll wait until Rob
I know you wasn't waiting for me to say nothing.
No, I already told y'all. No.
I'm not talking about this dude, man.
Keyshawn has had enough of Rob Gronkowski. Will he or won't he? But we never get enough of Chris Canty from Canty and Carlin, like we mentioned, Monday through Friday on ESPN Radio from 3 p.m. to 7 p.m. Always a pleasure to have Chris Canty joining us here on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Keep up the big things doing that, my brother. Talk to you soon, Chris.
Freddie C. Key, appreciate you guys, man.
Buddy.
That sounds good. Hit us on Twitter anytime you want. Key J. Max. Don't forget the phone number as well. I'm not going
to
talk about it because I told people, look, he ain't coming back. So even when he comes back, if that happens, I'll deal with it then. But
Think about it this way, Freddie. Every time he goes to an event or a seminar or something, the next day, they're going to want you to talk about what he said about retirement.
Right.
Not doing that. Yeah, drive myself crazy.
Yeah. Well, number one, I'm not going to drive you crazy. I'm not going to drive me crazy. And number two, he ain't coming back. That's going to be it as far as I'm concerned with Rob Gronkowski. Nobody saw this coming from Tiger Woods. Probably not even Tiger Woods. That's next on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
You got a birthday coming up, young man.
Yes, that is correct, young man.
Don't do that.
My birthday is actually on the 22nd of July.
Okay.
But I have my wife and one of our good friends is throwing me a birthday party.
Wow.
50 years old. So I'm having a birthday party, they're hosting for me. Be pretty interesting. One of our producers is flying out from New York, and coming to check us out. And, you know, I got a host of other people. I think the number right now is close to 300 people.
Jeez. That's not a party. That's an event.
Yeah, it feels like an event to the pocket. Trust me. The crazy thing about it is they're throwing it, but I'm paying for it.
It's like getting the present at Christmas time. So here's yours, but you pay for the present. That's what it is.
Yeah, my wife is taking care of everything. It's gonna be fun though. I get to see a lot of familiar old faces, so to speak.
Yeah, and one of the things about celebrating birthdays, and you get to a certain level where it's not that you don't appreciate birthdays when you're younger, but when you get older and you realize that, man, and in your case, I've had a pretty good life, and you have a chance to celebrate with people that want to be around you, it adds significance, because I know how I felt when I turned 50 and having a chance to be around people like that, having a party for me that I didn't plan, but it was great. I can't even imagine what that's like for you based on what you've had a chance to deal with in your life on and off the football field.
Man, the crazy thing is it's going to be funny because it's going to feel like United Nations, right? It's going to be everybody from all walks of life.
Right.
Mm-hmm. People that I grew up with, people that I've come into contact with throughout my career, post-career, people just like, you know, it's going to be every economic, Lord have mercy, every economic level
right.
that you can think of,
uh-huh.
you know, from CEOs to people just working everyday lives.
Right.
But they're also going to be a nice culture of food.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I got the barbecue from the hood coming.
Oh, man.
You know, real barbecue from the hood.
Yeah.
With collard greens and macaroni and cheese.
And the smoker.
Louisiana hot sauce and all the best stuff. Then I got the pizza wood burning coming with some Italian stuff. You know, I got a skillet brownie deal going. Then all the alcohol you can think of. I got the taco cart coming with my guy who works out of LA.
Go. Here 710. We go. LA tacos.
What's wrong with LA?
Oh, the tacos. LA tacos. In LA. They're so great. LA. We have the best tacos. LA.
My boy at 710, Jorge's dad is going to cater the taco cart. Mm-hmm. So we got all the carne asada. We got the shrimp. We got the chicken. All the sauces. It's going to be fire. But the alcohol is going to be to another level.
I just gained 15 pounds based on the last 3 minutes of this conversation, your birthday.
And then I got another party after that.
It is Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, SiriusXM Channel 80, as well as tuning with Keyshawn Johnson and Jay Williams. I'm Freddie Coleman in for Max Kellerman. Real quick, before we get to Tiger Woods, here's this something I thought about regarding your birthday party. Keyshawn is coming up. Would Tiger Woods ever be invited to your birthday party?
Many years ago, he would have been invited. Nowadays, no.
Why nowadays?
Why not?
Yeah, why not now?
Because we don't have a relationship, and we had a relationship when we were both younger.
Okay.
But that relationship is, considerably disintegrated a long time ago.
Okay. So you wouldn't be invited to his birthday party either?
No, nor do I think Tiger Woods would be comfortable at my birthday party. I just don't think he would be comfortable either. Why are you laughing?
Because I know you.
Yeah, we know you. We know him.
And I know what that means. You know me. What does it mean?
Well, comfortable.
The word comfortable. Yes.
And also, how key is it's not, you know, most people say comfortable. You say comfortable.
Comfortable.
Yeah. I know what kind. It's the same kind of party.
I can say comfortable. I mean, but I say comfortable.
Because I know what you mean. And it's going to be that kind of party.
Tell me what I mean.
I'd rather talk about this off air.
No, tell me, because then I can clarify.
Well, comfortable to me means I feel like I know what kind of party it's going to be, and I wonder if will he be able to feel comfortable at that kind of party.
Mm-hmm. What type of party do you envision?
Like I said, Keyshawn Joseph Johnson. I'd rather talk about this off air.
Keyshawn Joseph Johnson.
I know. I like Keyshawn doing it the Joseph. Other way.
Man. Are you insinuating that...
I'm not insinuating some of the people, or implying
or
anything.
Are you insinuating and implying that some of the people that I grew up with may not actually fit into Tiger Woods' zip code? Is that what you're trying to say?
I just may be implying that he may be the topic of conversation that he may not want to be able to, he may not be able to fit in.
Bing bong. Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, no, it's probably not a good idea for him.
It's just going to feel different for him, Key. Mm-hmm. We've all seen these people at the party. They get there like, oh.
Yeah. Oh.
They be like, yo, he ain't talking to nobody. Yeah.
Very uncomfortable setting for him.
Over at the tent, just, you know.
Just eating food in the corner with the plate. Looking down at the food, not making eye contact.
You know, and that's why I say many years ago, it would have been cool, but I'm different. So, you know, as I said to Freddie Coleman, this is going to feel like United Nations amongst all the many friends, and I'm talking about from an economical, social background.
Yep.
Very diverse. And it just goes to show you where I've gone in my career and how many different people and walks of life that I've encountered that have become my friends that are look different, feel different, act different. It's going to be interesting to see because I got some uber rich and I got some say, man, could you loan me? And so, you know, and they all going to be in one spot.
Yeah. Tiger Woods put himself in a spot yesterday.
Hey, hold on. I'm going to watch a few of them be licking their fingers after they eat that barbecue, though.
I'm licking my fingers thinking about
it. They ain't never had that before, though, Jay.
Of course you would.
They ain't never had that, though. Them Pat Costello types.
You might see me with the chicken drum in the pool.
In the pool. Yeah, but got your that's feet all okay up and everything.
You. Yeah.
I'm talking about my guy like David and Billy and those guys.
And Chad.
Chad and them.
Chad.
Biff.
Biff.
Biff is crazy.
Where'd you come up with Biff? Is this Back to the Future?
I want to know how many of them going to ask me what the green, what are those?
Oh, you're going to get plenty of those questions. It'll be the exotic part of the menu.
No cheesesteaks, though?
No, yeah, really. No cheesesteaks? Nothing like that?
Oh, man. Only beef we having is probably sliced beef and beef ribs.
You don't get one of these questions, Keith, from your friends? Hey, you want me to bring some marshmallows for the candied yams?
No.
Keyshawn, any raisins?
Keyshawn, any raisins?
No, they already know. They already anticipating it.
I already got a mental image of that what Jay just said right now. Somebody asking Keyshawn that. I already got a mental
image. No, they already know, though. Because the people that's coming already been around me enough to know.
Right.
Won't be any couscous.
No.
Hey, man, leave couscous alone, man.
I understand you like it, Jay.
My wife is Lebanese, man. Yeah. Couscous.
Couscous is good.
That's what they do.
Yeah, but it won't be any couscous.
Keyshawn, Jay Will and Max on ESPN Radio. Get it back to Tiger Woods. Damn, he made a lot of people uncomfortable when he said this yesterday that nobody saw coming, maybe not even Tiger Woods, about players leaving the PGA Tour and jumping to the LIV Golf Series.
To play there, I disagree with it. I think that what they've done is they've turned their back on what has allowed them to get to this position. Some players have never got a chance to even experience it. They've gone right from the amateur ranks right into, you know, that organization. But what these players are doing for, you know, guaranteed money, what is the incentive to practice? What is the incentive to go out there and earn it in the dirt?
Normally, Tiger Woods, Jay, stays out of these conversations. He went full ham on that and did not hold back on anybody that decided to leave the PGA Tour and go for the money in the LIV Golf Series.
Freddie, I don't understand this for him. And I get the whole thought process behind, you know, earn it in the dirt and the competitive edge. But not everybody was able to achieve the level of success that Tiger Woods was able to achieve.
Glad you said that, Jason.
You know what I mean, Key? And at the end of the day, like, there are a lot of questionable things that businesses do in this country and that our country does business-wise.
Sure.
Okay? For a lot of people, you know, Tiger is represented by Nike. Not to get in deep about Nike, but we can go into a deep bag about Nike, right? And that's where a lot of his checks come from. So for a lot of people that need to start their family legacy off with a lump sum of money like that, I'm glad there's a competitive economic structure in that marketplace. Like, I'm glad some people can say, hey, look, I choose to do it this way. You can choose to do it that way. But why do you have to hate on the way I choose to do it? Like, just do your own damn thing, Key.
I wonder if Tiger Woods was coming out of Stanford right now today and LIV was presented. How would him and his family and dad handle that situation? Not the billionaire Tiger Woods.
Right.
But the thousandaire Tiger Woods. How would they handle the situation? Would he be disappointed like he is now with the amateur guys? Or would he and his family look for a better life through that avenue? Like, I, you know, or will he stand firm like he is now? I don't think so, but that's just me. Because it seems like everybody that's pushing against these young men that are going to get the bag, or so to speak, the guaranteed money, have money themselves already, made money, made a name for themselves. I haven't heard anybody that is trying to make a name for themselves going against it or saying anything negative about it. It seems like everybody who has money can write a check tomorrow, the ones who's like saying something.
Money can change a lot of things. And when you don't have that kind of stroke that Tiger Woods has, you can look at him and say, dude, stop being the Clint Eastwood here. Because if you're in our situation, you might have a different attitude towards golfers saying, hey, I can't pass that kind of money that the LIV Golf Series is going to put out there. And that's going to be out there. And that's not going to stop anytime soon. Next on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, we're going to hear what one person thinks about Donovan Mitchell and his future employment. That's next on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app.
Thanks for listening to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.